The University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service is making facilities available to small businesses interested in bringing local food to market. KUAC's Lorian Nettleton reports.
Michelle Kisselman is in the test kitchen at the Cooperative Extension Service, tightening the lids on several dozen jars of bright green jalapeno jelly. The jelly is just one of her many flavors of condiments with a kick, available under Kisselman's Glacial Heat brand.
Chipotle plum is not spicy, it's smoky taste. The chipotles are smoky. I have a candy apple jelly, which is more popular with kids. It tastes like candy apples. I have a lemon ginger jelly, which is unique but not spicy. I have some others I can't think of off the top.
Under a new program of the Cooperative Extension Service, local food production entrepreneurs like Kisselman are able to rent time in a Department of Environmental Conservation certified kitchen to make their local food products. This helps relieve some of the cost of starting a business, allowing food producers to focus on getting their products into shopping baskets.
I'd lost my job, was laid off after 12 years, and there aren't that many jobs out there. And I have a son, a little boy. Well, if I can find something I can do on my own and do something I enjoy and I like to cook, and there isn't a hot sauce company in Fairbanks. So that's great.
Starting a small business frequently requires a leap of faith and a big financial investment. By making their certified kitchen available to local food producers, the Cooperative Extension Service gives entrepreneurs a head start on getting their dreams off the ground.
The cost of building your own kitchen and getting it certified is a lot. And that's why they started this, so that people like me that want to get started can try it out and see how it goes before we start pouring everything we have in our bank accounts and taking multiple mortgages on our house.
The Cooperative Extension is holding an open house on Saturday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., providing a chance for people to see the facilities, meet representatives from Cooperative Extension, DEC, and the Alaska Small Business Development Center to discuss their potential business ideas. In Fairbanks, I'm Lorian Nettleton.